And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is the sport with Simply Suits. And thank you very much, thank Simply you. Suits. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05. Welcome to a brand new day. I hope you're all keeping well. This is Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Thank you to Paul who suggested that one, Paul. Keep them coming. Red FM weather. I just can't help think how amazing it would be if your mic was open and everyone heard you giving out about Victoria Beckham like that. How funny it would actually
be. I'm not a fan.
I know, I gather. What has she done to you?
So she's going to be 50 in, I don't know, a few days or whatever. And she released this statement. I read it yesterday. Yeah. Like, pass me the bucket.
Oh, was it a gentle boast?
Like, there's a real fine line in saying thank you to everybody for getting that far, mm-hmm. and then boasting about how amazing your life and your family are. And it was just
she has got a pretty impressive life. So,
I don't
in fairness,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just found it a bit cheap.
Bit cheap and cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know if there's any need to really, you know.
Yeah, I suppose there is humble brags. You can be nice. You don't have to kind of egg everyone in the face with your amazing life, which people kind of generally do. But
I don't know.
I tell you, if I was wealthy, if I was as rich as her, and then I would be laughing at the lot of you. Yeah. Hello, peasants.
I don't know.
No.
Nah.
Leave her
not
off.
Not for me. Not for me, Casey.
She's 50.
She's 50.
Okay.
Maybe she'll start smiling now.
I don't think so. How, like, the only way to make her smile is to hang her upside down by the ankles.
Absolutely.
Let gravity take its toll.
Are you a fan?
She doesn't bother me either way.
Oh, really?
I think David's quite nice. He's a fairly decent fella. Like, I mean, he's,
you know, he talks funny. He's got a funny voice and everything.
Yeah.
He was a really good footballer, but seems like a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence with her. I don't, it doesn't really bother me either way. Then again, you see, I'd say if you went out with Victoria Beckham on a night out, the two of you could have an amazing night.
Yeah, maybe.
If you went to Cove, where would you bring her in Cove now?
Well, I don't know.
You wouldn't bring her to a chipper, she wouldn't go.
I'd bring her to the donkey.
Bring her to the donkey. Yourself and Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, down the back, slamming Jaegers in the donkey.
Yeah, no, it just wouldn't be my cup of tea.
No?
Nah, I'd rather go out for a few pints with David, if I'm being honest.
You've never had a cup of tea in a pub in your life.
Neither have you.
That's true. Anyway. Even though I'm off the booze now, what am I? I'm a month.
Are you?
I'm a month without a scoop.
You keep doing these little bits of
I go off it for ages, and then when I go at it,
yes. I go at it very hard. May I take the shirt of any man's back?
I am Pint Man's son.
Yeah. No, but listen, I think it's good to kind of to have a break every now and again, do you know?
Yeah, but I think I might have stepped into... Any non-drinkers listening, please.
Yeah.
I need a bit of, not motivation, but... just I want to kind of slice your life.
Okay. Is it that you are...
have a drinking problem? Yes.
No. I was going to say
no,
that.
No, actually, do you know what? I'll be completely honest with you. I do have a drinking problem.
Right.
And here's my problem. If I go out, what I mean by drinking problem is I'm not dependent on alcohol. If I'm out for scoops on a Friday night,
yeah.
I'll go out at about 8 o'clock. I'll probably get back in about 12 or half 12.
Yeah.
Where I have the drinking problem is my son wakes up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then if I'm, like, if you're stinging from a night before, you can't do anything with the kids. You're on the couch all day. You feel rubbish. That's a problem.
It's pretty pathetic, yeah.
That's what I think is a problem.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of eased off it for a while.
It doesn't go hand in hand with having young children.
It really doesn't.
At all.
And then I'm off at a month now, and now they open Club 30, which is club that starts at 6 in the evening, goes on till 10 in Cork, in Cypress Avenue, for people that are 30 and over.
Yeah. Are you tempted now?
You could. Why didn't you do this 6 months ago, Lance? I'm interested to know. I mean, the first one's sold out. That means there's a market for this.
Yeah.
There's a huge demand for it.
There you go.
It starts at 6. It finishes at 10 o'clock. You have to be over 30 to get into it. It's all 80s, 90s and noughties bangers.
Is it sold out yet?
The first one's gone. It went in hours. We were speaking about it the other morning. I went online and it was gone. It was sold out. They have 4 more dates. And I'd say this will become a kind of a regular once a month thing for them.
There's a lot of people interested in taking part in that.
Absolutely.
So. There you go.
Now, here's a real genius for a nightclub idea.
Yeah.
If you could open a nightclub where you could head in at 6 o'clock, all right, finishes at 10, there's babysitters in the in the next room, you can go in at 10 o'clock and go, we're going to do another 4 hours.
Will you keep minding the kids?
Throw them another 20 quid or 30 quid or whatever it is. And then if you come back then at 2 in the morning, you go,
yeah,
listen, we're going to a party.
Yeah.
We're going to there's a place for the kids to stay overnight.
Yeah.
So club and accommodation that has a kind of a, like a little fun fair play centre attached to the building.
That's just 80s Island, no?
Have I overthought this? That was 80s
Island, yeah.
Everyone, down
England.
To the pub. When are we going home, Dad? We'll say Wednesday, so.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Anyway, morning. 6:15. Hope you're well. Alicia Keys and Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. 6:25 in the morning. This is Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
By the way, did you hear that little cheeky line in that song that everybody seems to have missed?
Yes.
About MDMA. Did you notice that? It's been there in that song for 15 years.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice it.
He sneaks in a little plug.
MDMA got you feeling like a champion.
You up to? Dean's been on to me. So basically, about 10 minutes ago, I said, I have a drinking problem. And my problem is I can't do it anymore because of the hangovers. It's not a dependency issue or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like the next day, when you have to be up with the kids and everything and you have to do normal life,
It
just gets in the way. So I haven't touched a drop for about a month. I'm just trying to find out from people out there which camp you're in. Dean said, I haven't touched a drop since New Year's Eve.
Well done, Dean.
I'm not off it for good, but I was very depressed for 2 days after it. And then in pipes, thanks for that, Dean. I totally get where you're coming from. Because it is a depressant.
Absolutely. It is. Like, you feel the effects of it.
No matter how you look at it. And it is, like, I mean, it's diluted poison as well, so it is going to affect you in horrible ways.
Well, you look at it that way, yeah.
Stephen has been on back. Gary Stephen has been on to me there with a typical Gary Stephen's reply.
Right.
I have a drinking problem. Two hands, one mouth. Hey! We'll keep you for dad gags later on.
Yeah.
Other things going on in the world today. You might have heard about the Trump court case, which is going on at the moment.
Craziness, lads.
Absolute bonkers.
Yeah.
But an Irish man will lead the jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial. It emerged last night.
Yeah.
He was selected to be the panel's foreman, seeing him become a junior number one in the case has been heard in New York.
So is he American Irish?
He must be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they all are, aren't they? Everybody's related to someone over here.
That's true, yeah. So he's the foreman of the jury.
Yeah, so they have to be very careful how they select these people, and there's a huge drilling process because if they want to see their political allegiances and who they're, if they have any, and if they don't, they're probably more suited to this trial.
Yeah. Be quite nerve-wracking being on that jury, wouldn't it?
Especially when he's looking over at you going, I know where you live. I'll come over to your house, cover you in fake tan. Okay.
He's going to Ron seal you.
China!
But it's still mental, Vic, that a fella that was the president of America is in court for this type of case involving a lady and hush money.
Yeah.
I will probably get cleared of it and be the president in a year.
I just can't get my head around
that's
it.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I've no words.
In America, don't they? It's like if you have every county in Ireland. Every county in Ireland having its own kind of legal jurisdiction and rules.
That's kind of
It's kind of like that over in America.
It's bizarre, lads, isn't it?
Very strange. Oh, come here. Speaking of all things Irish-American, Conan O'Brien, a legend, will appear on an episode of Ross na Rún.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah. So the comedian who visited Ireland back in January to record an installment of his HBO Max travel show, Conan O'Brien Must Go, has somehow ended up chatting to the producers and said, yeah, I'll step in and do something. So I don't know, will they have him speak in Irish? They probably will.
I have to confess something to you.
What?
It's a TV show, isn't it?
Well, you're English, you wouldn't understand it.
Well, I've never sat down and watched an episode. Yeah, but you could get subtitles, couldn't you?
It's our Coronation Street Oscoelga.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a soap opera. It's very good.
It's like Glen Rowe.
It's produced up in Galway.
Okay.
A small team of maybe about 40 people work on it, okay, between, you know, cameramen and directors and producers and actors. Yeah. And it's really, really good.
I might have to sit down and watch an episode of it.
The storylines are brilliant. It's subtitled as well, so you'd actually get into it.
There you go, you see.
Yeah, make it a Ross na Roon day today.
So there's a big slowdown there just as you approach the little island exit heading towards the tunnel.
Thanks so many for your update on that, Shirley. Cheers. We're going to talk about regretful tattoos in a moment. I want to know if you got one. What I'm gauging from all of this morning is the majority of regretful tattoos happened on a beach in Thailand at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Totally, yeah.
That's what's happened. This lady was getting a tattoo, dream tattoo, went in to get it, and right, she comes out screaming, crying.
So I came to Bali to get a tattoo, right? And I've been dreaming to get this tattoo because I just don't get tattoos all the time. I get one like every few months. And it's supposed to say angel in a dream. And now it just says energy angel.
It was supposed to say angel energy, but your man turned it upside down and says energy angel. Now she sounds like a drink you'd find in Dunn's in aisle 4. The poor thing.
Oh no.
How do you get that wrong?
I don't know. Surely they kind of show you it as well first, like a transfer or a kind of a...
Yeah.
Or map it or draw it out, you know?
Tattoo artists are... tattoo removal specialist, let's hear from you. What do you do in a situation that? All right. So on the team, we have two tattoo people and two tattoo list people.
Yes.
Myself and Vic don't have any tattoos.
What?
Rory has
four.
Star Wars and Snoop Dogg or something. See, what have you got?
Big tattoo, Snoop Dogg all over my back.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
That would be cool, though, wouldn't it?
It would be.
That would be really... I'm really, really shocked at that, Rory.
Mm. So you've got... Is it Snoopy?
I've got two Star Wars tattoos and I've got a Super Mario tattoo.
Super Mario, sorry.
And then I've got the rose from Beauty and the Beast. That's for my little girl.
Okay, aww, that's lovely.
That's very cute.
That is very cute.
Kelly, regretful tattoos. Talk to us.
I wouldn't say they're regretful. But I probably would have got them done in a better establishment.
Are you into, hi, Dr. Nick, the equivalent of tattoos, did you?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it was. There was one in Ayanapa and one in Tenerife.
And what are they?
The Ayanapa one is Jelly, which is a mix of Jen and Kelly for my best friend.
Okay, so it's just a written word.
That's cute.
Yeah, okay. We both have it.
That's lovely. Okay.
Yeah, that was done at a sensible time of the evening.
So it just says Jelly.
Jelly.
And is there like a bowl of jelly, a little red kind of bowl of jelly underneath it as part of the tattoo, or is it just the word?
No, just the word jelly. And I'm glad we didn't go for the bowl because I'm like, how would that have turned out?
Okay.
What would that have looked like?
Did anyone say, I don't think you're ready for this jelly before your tattoo? No one
made that comment.
And what's the other one?
And the other one is an anchor from when I worked on a cruise ship.
Oh,
really?
Oh, hell.
With a sun in the background. It's not the greatest looking thing.
Where is it?
They're both on my sides.
On your sides, okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Sorry, that was a very personal question.
It was.
Yeah. Do you want to get one of them removed, or would you be happy to leave them there?
I wish I got them done in better places and, you know, properly designed.
Okay.
When you say better places, do you mean better places on your body or a better tattoo place?
A better tattoo place, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. But I suppose they're good crack, aren't they?
Have a listen to this.
One of the lads got a tattoo done years ago when we were out fun. It was eat, sleep, rave, repeat. And he got it on his ass. And then he met a girl and all that and got married. And he changed the name of the tattoo to suit his wife's name, which was Maeve. So he changed it to Eat, Sleep, Maeve, Repeat.
Amazing.
Eat, Sleep, Maeve, Repeat. He went out to find a woman called Maeve so he could do that. I guarantee it. Nice one.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
We're talking about your regretful tattoos. Caroline has a stupid red devil on my shoulder. Oh. It's awful.
Oh, God, Caroline.
Caroline, if I was to do a little bit of a deep dive on this, answer me this and answer no more. At one point in your life, you were seeing a fella who was a massive Manchester United fan, and you, in order to impress him, or maybe was it a Manchester United lady, whatever the case may be, in order to impress your partner, you said, I'm going to get a little red devil on the shoulder. Or maybe there's a different story behind it.
Casey wants to know the answer. I
just need to know, yeah? Hello?
Good morning, Red FM.
Hello.
Please give me anonymous. My ex got a tattoo of my full name down the sides of his torso in big black italic writing. Anyway, fast forward however many years, he went and had an affair with an absolute psycho. Every single time he takes his top off, she sees my name. I mean, how good is that? I love it.
Wow.
Oh,
tattoo revenge.
I actually had a message in here earlier from Stephen who says, lads, my advice about tattoos, never ever get anyone's name except for your kids tattooed. At least your kids can't divorce you.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
That is very true. Is there anybody out there who's into the tattoo removal crack? Can you give us a shout? 8:42 is the time, right? Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 8:46. Good morning. This is KC. Vic's over there. Vic, we're talking about regretful tattoos. And I think half of Cork, from what I'm looking at on the WhatsApp, have something that they got. And I'm right. My theory about the fact that this happens on holidays,
yeah.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're at a full moon party out in Phuket or something. A fella comes over with a shtick and a bit of ink and goes, would you like me to draw SpongeBob on your backside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So getting rid of tattoos. You can do it in Cork. I didn't know this service was available.
Yeah.
Mel, how are you?
Hi.
Mel, where do you work?
In Elite Laser Aesthetics in Bishopstown.
Oh, so you're running up the road from us.
She's around the corner.
We're neighbours.
Yay. Heidi-ho, neighbour Rooney. So your job on a day-to-day basis is taking tattoos off people.
All day, every day.
Wow. I've seen some videos of it happening. Explain how tattoos stay on your skin. Because, you know, we lose skin every, I don't know, whatever, a couple of months or whatever. So how does it stay embedded into your arm or wherever you get it?
Well, it's because it's placed, you know, deeper in the skin near the dermis. So that's why it's harder to get out.
Okay. Yeah. So the ink is going straight down.
So it's placed
right in there.
Okay.
So when they're applying it, it's like little tiny needles that's knocking the ink into your skin, right?
Yeah, and it's absorbed in then, and it just sits there. But it does, you know, your body naturally eats it away from the inside out over years and years and years, and that's why they fade.
They get fadey.
They're still meant to be permanent. Yeah.
So when you're removing a tattoo, are you just so really are you taking off the layers of skin, Mel?
No. So laser will travel all the way to where the ink, you know, ends. So it'll find the ends of the ink.
Yeah.
And that's the ink it'll start taking away first.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, somebody's
so
just...
it just depends on how deep it is in the skin.
Okay.
Somebody just messaged in saying, Mel is unreal.
Oh, there you go, Mel.
the fan club is out. What is the regular... Like, have you any funny situations where people come in and try and get tattoos removed? Have you any good stories for us?
God, we literally laugh some days so hard. And you know what I love about Cork people is they actually laugh at themselves.
Yeah,
they
of course,
don't take
yeah.
offense,
yeah.
You know, because we've seen it all. We have Monday Club, which is they ring on a Monday morning. Oh, I got a tattoo on Saturday and I hate it. Can you please take it off?
Monday Club.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, the picture was actually taken from the tattoo studio the minute they saw it. They're like, oh my God, get it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we have Magaluf Moms, which I am a Magaluf Mom.
Okay.
That at the end of the summer, they ring and they're like, they got a tattoo on the Leaving Cert holiday. Get it all. So, and I was a Magaluf Mom. I was that mom as well. So.
Okay.
That's funny.
And is it lots of relationships failing that it results in a lot of business for you? So you want people to break up all the time that have tattoos?
No. Actually, we had one very funny one where there was a cover-up and, you know, because we'd always ask, oh, is there a previous tattoo there? And it was like, yeah, there was just some writing underneath it.
Yeah,
no problem. I'm getting married, so I need to get this off. And we were like, okay, no problem, but it's going to take time. But what they had never told us, and it made no difference to us, was that there was an ex-boyfriend's name underneath.
Oh, wow.
So when you're removing the tattoo, it's coming off in layers. So now there's three of them in the relationship going into the marriage because we'll just say, for instance, Johnny now has shown up and Johnny hasn't been around for years.
Oh, my God. It's just it's comedy gold. It really, tattoo removal is comedy gold. I never knew this.
Oh, we had, instead of Carpe Diem, we had Crepe Diem. God. Somebody put the orb for the A. We see hilarious things. We've had sets of lips in private areas.
Yeah.
Taken off.
Who was it before that had they had love, hate written on their knuckles. Love on one knuckles and hate on the other. Except they were missing a little finger, so it was love, hat.
Oh, no.
Was somebody famous for that as well? I don't know who did that.
Oh, so funny,
my God.
Mel.
Mel, listen, thanks so much for ringing in. It's Elite Laser Aesthetics in Bishopstone.
Yeah.
If you're in the business for getting
it
a tattoo. For a tattoo removal. Best of luck with the business and thanks for ringing. See you soon.
Thanks,
cheers,
Mel.
Cheers,
bye.
Mel. Good
FM Breakfast. With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership.
So Rory O'Hagan, dad gag number one, please take it to the table.
I went to a record shop that specialised in hard to find records. Nothing was alphabetised.
Oh. It's going to be one of those.
What did you got for us, Vic?
I was shocked when I found out that my laptop isn't waterproof. Think about it.
Oh, Jesus. Those ones where you have to kind of stop and pause and think, yeah, I don't know if they get a laugh, if they get a drum, if they get a... Or they get a...
They get, wah, wah.
Okay. Why did Trump scratch all the plates in the White House?
I don't know.
Because he promised to be tough on China.
Oh, God.
China.
I started doing lunges to get fit recently. That was a big step forward.
I can't get any sleep lately. I keep waking up thinking about food. I think I've got insomnia. Yum, 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 yum.
That's a good one. I lost my life's research on how to cure excessive itching. Looks like I'll have to start from scratch.
Nice one, Ricky. Rory.
To the man on crutches dressed in camouflage who stole my wallet. You can hide, but you can't run.
Wow. What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
I don't know.
Aye, matey.
Why did the golfer pack an extra pair of socks?
In case he got a hole in one.
Oh.
Sorry.
Thanks, Casey.
You're not looking in the, if you know the punchline.
No.
Since when?
Silence.
That's poor etiquette, like.
It is. I agree, Rory.
Is that like elbows on the table?
Yes, it is.
The gag.
Eating with your mouth open.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
A Brazilian.
You need just one.
Cornetto. A Brazilian.
All right. Did you hear about the guy who invented polos? They say he made a mint.
Aliens have never visited us.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our solar system, it's received terrible reviews. We only have one star.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you know what?
The etiquette is
forget about it.
I apologise.
You're rubbish.
No, I am. I'm rubbish on the buttons this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I once saw a camel with no humps and I asked the owner, how does he store his water? He said, he doesn't. That's a horse.
Okay, can I have one more?
Go on.
Okay. Sorry about my oil puns. They were crude. I promise to be more refined.
Very good, Victoria. Rory's gagging to go out with one. Go on.
In his job, my dad has never lost a case. That makes him Cork Airport's best baggage handler.
That's a good one.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Here to take 1,000 euro off us is Melissa in Mayfield. Morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
How are we doing? Are we feeling lucky today?
Not really, no.
Not really, okay.
Ah, come on, yes, you are.
She's got a little munchkin in the house there, a little 5-year-old running around. What's her name?
Savannah
McGleason. Okay, and is she good with pop culture questions? Would she be of any help to you?
Not really, no.
Might have a couple of questions about Bluey or something. Yeah, I don't know, we'll see. So listen, quick drop off to school and you need to relax here with your 1,000 euro, but we need to get you over the line. There is 10 questions.
Yeah.
Melissa, if you get stuck on something, just take a guess.
Yeah.
Take your time. We'll get through this and hopefully we'll get to the end and we'll have some good news for you. The best of luck. Here we go. Let's play for a grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Melissa, what are Ben and Jerry famous for?
Ice cream.
Question number 2. Somebody Told Me is a song by who? Somebody Told Me.
The Killers.
Question 3. What age was Amy Winehouse when she died?
27.
Question number 4. What does the A in AIB Bank stand for?
I like.
Question 5. What is Ray Halton famous for?
Ray Halton. Music.
You say music. Question 6. Which Spice Girl made an appearance in an episode of Sex and the City? Which one of them?
I'm not sure. Spice.
Question number 7. Lady Gaga won an Oscar for what movie?
Morningstar.
Question number 8. Can you name the lead singer with U2?
Brian.
Say that again.
Brian.
Question number 9. What actor appeared in the most Marvel Cinematic Universes? Which actor?
Oh, God. The most Marvel movies.
Lady Timer. What answer did you give me?
Superman.
Okay. Yeah, well, listen, you gave me an answer. Fair play to you. And that's as far as we got. We got to question number 9. Somebody Told Me by The Killers is correct. What are Ben and Jerry famous for?
Ice cream.
Yeah, that's the wrong answer. They're famous Cork hurlers.
No, Ben
and Jerry O'Connor, famous Cork hurlers. That's the answer.
You have to give her ice cream.
No, I'm only messing. You've got ice cream. I would have taken either. Allied Irish Bank is correct. Amy Winehouse is 27. Ray Halton is famous for football. The man that put the ball in the English net. Ray Halton is football. The Spice Girl that was in Sex and the City. Do you know this one?
It was
Jerry Halliwell, yeah. Lady Gaga won an Oscar for The Star Is Born. Can you name the lead singer with U2? That was Bono.
Yeah.
Or Paul Hewson would have taken. The actor that appeared in the most cinematic movies is Chris Evans.
Oh.
The actor Chris Evans. And that's as far as we got. You did really well.
You did.
Thanks for listening and well done for giving it a go. It's not easy to come on the air and do a quiz. So fair play to you.
Thank you.
Well done, Melissa.
You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Yep. That will make its way to you. Get yourself something nice at any of their shops across Cork, and we'll get you back another day, I hope.
Perfect.
All right. See you
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Melissa.
Well done.
Well done.
Good luck. Good
morning. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up. Stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership. No contract.